This November 16th, a new era of positive television programming will commence as Supreme Master Television launches on 9 additional satellites to reach hundreds of millions of viewers on 4 more continents: Asia, Africa, Australia, and the Americas. From America to China, to Australia to Africa, current worldwide viewers will be able to watch Supreme Master Television's premiere via satellite in their countries. North America, Galaxy 25, 97 degrees west. South America, Hispasat, 30 degrees west. And Intelsat 907, 27.5 degrees west. Asia, ABS, 75 degrees east. Asia Sat 2, 100.5 degrees east. Asia Sat 3S, 105.5 degrees east. Australia and New Zealand, Optus B3/D2, 152 degrees east. Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2, 25.5 degrees east. Africa, Intelsat 10, 68.5 degrees east. Be sure to tune in to Supreme Master Television, your positive TV channel.
Supreme Master Television.
Noble viewers, and Natse, which is hello in Nahuatl, the ancient language of the Aztec Indians. Nahuatl is spoken by more than a million people in central Mexico. This is Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world, broadcasting from Los Angeles, California, USA.
If you're in Europe, the Middle East, or Northern Africa, please tune in on your television via Astro 1 at 19.2 degrees east or Hotbird 6 at 13 degrees east. In other parts of the world, you can also view Supreme Master Television online at suprememastertv.com.
In today's news, the Republic of Ireland moves ahead with positive economic developments. In environmental news, Air New Zealand experiments in using sustainable fuel. In technology news, a Russian spacesuit is used for patients to regain physical movement. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring a distinguished advocate for indigenous people. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your positive TV channel.
Today, October 22nd, Dr. Deepak Chopra was born in India in 1946. Along with Dr. David Simon, in 1996, Dr. Chopra founded the Chopra Center, seeking to promote well-being by creating harmony between the mind and body. Dr. Chopra has won international acclaim for his teachings on harmony and peace, not only within human bodies and minds, but also the world around us. Thank you, Dr. Deepak Chopra, for your many contributions to human health and world peace. We wish you a wonderful birthday.
United States donates $38 million to contain bird flu. The United States is giving $38 million to the United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization, or FAO, to prevent the spread of avian flu in Nigeria. In expressing his thanks for the financial support, FAO's Chief Veterinary Officer, Joseph Dominic, said the support from the United States will enable FAO to continue and strengthen avian influenza prevention and control campaigns in affected countries. Thank you, and God bless the United States for your generous donation to ensure the health of our fellow brothers and sisters in Nigeria. May heaven's blessings grace the Nigerian people with good health and abundance.
Lion News. Russian pensioners to receive $1.5 billion in back pay. President Putin has signed a decree authorizing the release of 40 billion rubles, or $1.5 billion, in payments overdue from 1995 to 1998 to military pensioners. The payments fulfill a promise that the president made to the Russian public last week. Thank you and God bless, Your Excellency, for honoring your promise to the deserving pensioners. May God bless the people of Russia with happiness and prosperity.
Fly-in News. Well-wishers pray for Thai King's full recuperation. This past week, tens of thousands of Thai people visited the Shiriraj Hospital to offer their sincere wishes for the health of their beloved king. His Royal Highness King Bhumibol Adulyadej of Thailand was hospitalized October 13th. Since then, the hospital has become a place of prayer for the Thai people, from high-profile ambassadors, celebrities, and monks to many citizens, some of whom traveled great distances. The good king, whose condition has been described as improving, ordered packets of food and bottled water to be distributed to the visitors. His Majesty is the world's longest reigning monarch and is fondly revered as a pillar of Thailand's unity. We join the Thai people in wishing Your Gracious Majesty a speedy and full recovery of strength and vitality. May Thailand be blessed with your loving presence for many more years to come.
Lion News. Philippine President distributes free land titles to formerly landless people. The Philippine government is acting upon a law requiring the distribution of public lands deemed suitable for agriculture. 1,021 free land titles representing 3,210 hectares of land have been given out so far. The land reforms were promised in President Gloria Macapagal Arroyo's State of the Nation address in July. Thank you and God bless President Arroyo and Philippine government for your care and kindness to all citizens. May God bless the recipients with peace, harmony, and prosperity.
Fly-in News. French, Spanish, and Italian foreign ministers arrive in Lebanon. On Saturday, French Foreign Minister Bernard Kouchner, Spanish Minister of Foreign Affairs Miguel Ángel Moratinos, and Italian Minister of Foreign Affairs Massimo D'Alema arrived in Beirut, Lebanon, to support the country's upcoming democratic elections. They met with Lebanese Parliamentary Speaker Nabih Berri, Prime Minister Fouad Senyora, and Maronite Church Patriarch Mar Nasrallah Sfer to ensure that the elections will be held as scheduled. The meetings will be quickly followed by tomorrow's parliamentary session to elect the successor of Lebanon's president, Amil Lahoud. Thank you, European foreign ministers, for standing by Lebanon during this time of transition. May God abundantly bless your efforts with success and the country of Lebanon with stability and peace.
Fly-in news. Italy donates to African nations. Italy's Prime Minister Romano Prodi announced a $300,000 donation to the African Peer Review Mechanism, or APRM. The APRM is a voluntary system set up by the African Union to help member nations foster political stability, economic growth, sustainable development, and integration. In July, Mr. Prodi praised the APRM, stating, "The African Peer Review Mechanism offers an important opportunity to the continent to improve the management of its own economy and human development and to fight corruption. Thank you and God bless Italy for this donation and for your faith in the nations of Africa. May heaven grace African Union states with harmony, prosperity, and true peace."
Fly-in news. European Union to support research projects on greener, safer aircraft. The European Union has allocated $310 million for 36 different research and development projects in the areas of flight physics, eco-friendly fuels, and better engine systems to improve aircraft safety. European Union Science and Research Commissioner Yanis Potocnik said, "Research holds the key to many of the challenges we face in today's world, including how to make air transport safer, greener, quieter, and more efficient. Thank you and God bless European Union for your support and encouragement of aviation safety and flying green. We look forward to a future of environmentally friendly flight for all."
Fly-in news. American computer company Hewlett-Packard donates $5 million to support small businesses in developing countries. Working through nonprofit organizations, the HP Microenterprise Development Program provides equipment, cash, and training resources to small enterprises across the world. Businesses with at least 5 employees and little or no access to investment capital or the banking sector are eligible for HP's development grants. Francisca Donoso-Mont, a member of the program, said, "This grant will help micro-entrepreneurs and self-employed people learn to use computers to improve the management of their small productive units and to look for business opportunities. Thank you, and God bless Hewlett-Packard for creating opportunities for development, growth, and prosperity in developing countries. May God bless the startup businesses with much success."
Fly-in news. Putin prepares for Portugal visit. Russian President Vladimir Putin is scheduled to visit Portugal for 2 days next week on October 25th and 26th. He will meet with Portuguese Prime Minister José Sócrates before attending the European Union summit in Mafra, north of Lisbon. The European and Russian leaders will discuss a new partnership agreement and other domestic and international topics. We wish President Putin a pleasant and fruitful trip to Portugal. May the talks there bring benefit to the citizens of Russia and the European Union.
Fly-in news. OLAC, or Vietnam, receives assistance in training ethnic minority teachers. On Thursday, a $1.5 million grant agreement financed by Japan's Poverty Reduction Fund was signed by the Asian Development Bank, or ADB, and the State Bank of Vietnam, SBV. The funds will support the training of ethnic minority secondary students to become teachers in their communities. Mr. Omi Konishi, the ADB's country director for OLAC, said that this innovative project is designed to help create future role models and leaders for ethnic minority youth. "Thank you and heaven bless Japan for your generous contribution to OLAC's bright future. May all OLAC students be blessed with opportunity, fulfillment, and happiness."
Fly-in news. The Netherlands bans seal products. The Netherlands joins Belgium, Germany, Mexico, and the U.S. in banning trade of seal fur and other seal products by the year's end. The Dutch Minister of Agriculture, Gerda Verburg, stated, "Surveys have shown that the vast majority of Dutch people are against the killing of seals. These magnificent animals are much loved by the Dutch general public. Thank you, and God bless Minister Verburg and the Netherlands for your commitment to the humane treatment and protection of the beautiful seals. May God's love grace our world for a peaceful coexistence among humans and our precious animal friends.
Fly In News. Seabrook, Texas, USA passes smoking ban. Recognizing the dangers of secondhand smoke, the Seabrook City Council passed an ordinance on Tuesday prohibiting smoking in all restaurants, including outdoor areas and within 25 feet of the entrance. It was also noted that many businesses are voluntarily becoming non-smoking in order to attract more customers. Congratulations, Seabrook, on your shining example. May more cities around the world join you in the movement to create clean, smoke-free urban environments.
Fly-in News. European Union aids Pacific nations with renewable energy development. The European Union pledged $457 million towards the development of renewable energy sites for 13 Pacific nations over the next 5 years. The agreements were signed by Louis Michel, European Union's High Commissioner for Development and Humanitarian Aid, at the post-forum dialogue in Tonga. Mr. Michel said, "We want to build a site as partners with our friends of the Pacific. We think it's very important for the future." Thank you, and God bless Mr. Michel and the European Union for this big-hearted contribution to our brothers and sisters in the South Pacific. May all people of the Pacific nations be blessed with comfort, happiness, and prosperity.
Fly-in News. U.S. soldier says, "Love thy enemy." The United States Army recently granted honorable discharge to Captain Peter Brown, who stated that his Christian faith commanded him to love thy enemies, not kill them. Captain Brown served in Iraq for over a year and graduated from the elite West Point Military Academy, where he had begun to study the Bible and further pursue a Christian faith. He said, "In following Jesus' example, I could not have fired my weapon at another human being, even if he was shooting at me." We thank the U.S. Army for your fair and respectful ruling for Captain Brown. May God bless all soldiers to uphold their loving hearts and noble ideals, and may one day all soldiers will be pioneers of civilian and social services.
In news from Europe, the Republic of Ireland has rapid economic growth. The Republic of Ireland has been called the Celtic Tiger for her positive economic development in recent years.
With gross domestic product growth that has outranked other nations in the Eurobloc, the country has seen unprecedented positive transformation.
Due to excellent government policies and support from the European Union, a young, well-educated workforce has emerged to boost the country's fortunes. In recent years, the Republic of Ireland has enjoyed an influx of skilled people, which has further contributed to her economic and social success. God bless the Republic of Ireland, and may peace and prosperity prevail in your nation for years to come. Coming up on Noteworthy News, space-age technology is used by Russian doctors to help patients. We'll take a walk around the garden and be right back. Please keep your dial tuned here to Supreme Master Television.
Since the beginning of civilization, humans have sought to understand both the divine.
It seems we have reached the golden age, where science and spirituality walk together hand in hand.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. I'm Billy the Goat. I'm sure we all love a nice, peaceful night's sleep at the end of a productive day. The scent of lavender can have a calming effect on us. You can have the flower itself in your room or use lavender oil. Sweet dreams. Thank you for tuning in, and now for the weather from around the world.
Environmental news. Air New Zealand tests biodiesel fuel on a long-haul flight. The airline will work together with Rolls-Royce and Boeing to perform the test and develop biofuels which will function well with the aircraft engines. The test, using an aircraft without passengers, will take place late next year or in early 2009. Air New Zealand plans to lead the aviation industry by developing the most environmentally responsible practices possible. Thank you, and God bless Air New Zealand, Boeing and Rolls-Royce for your commitment to a greener future to benefit our world.
In technology news, Russian scientists share medical discoveries from space. Nowadays, technologies developed by the Russian space program are finding applications in Russia's health services industry. In an exhibition open to the general public, some of these space-age technologies are now on view, including a special oxygen monitor for anesthesiologists and a spacesuit that helps rehabilitate people with partial paralysis. Thank you, and God bless Russian scientists for sharing your useful medical technologies. May heaven continue to bless our world with discoveries that benefit Earth inhabitants. Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shiny World Leadership, covering enlightening leadership around the globe. Stay tuned for today's Shiny World Leadership segment featuring Chief Orin R. Lyons, a great peacekeeper and protector of indigenous people. Right now, we'll take a moment to remember the higher spirit within. Be back soon with more Noteworthy News here on Supreme Master Television.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segments.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Oren R. Lyons is a Haudenosaunee, which means people building a long house. They are also known as the people of the Six Nations, or by the French term, Iroquois Confederacy. Chief Lyons was born in 1930. He was raised on the Seneca and Onondaga Reservation in upstate New York. In college, he was an All-American athlete and scholar, playing lacrosse at Syracuse University. In fact, Chief Lyons is in the Lacrosse Hall of Fame. In the 1960s, he was a successful commercial artist in New York City, but later he found his true calling.
Returning to his roots on the reservation, he immersed himself in the traditional culture of the Onondaga. Chief Lyons was appointed as a guardian of the Iroquois tradition, or faith keeper, in 1967. As such, he remains true to the principles taught by the legendary Great Peacekeeper, who united tribes of the Iroquois Confederacy under the banner of peace several hundred years ago. He became a staunch advocate for the rights of indigenous peoples around the world. For many years, he worked with the United Nations Human Rights Commission, helping to establish the Working Group on Indigenous Populations in 1982. He is a Distinguished Service Professor of American Studies at the State University of New York at Buffalo.
Speaking of Iroquois tradition to United Nations delegates in 1993, the Year of Indigenous Peoples, Dr. Lyons said, "Our leaders were instructed to be men of vision and to make every decision on behalf of the seventh generation to come, to have compassion and love for those generations yet unborn. We were instructed to give thanks for all that sustains us."
We deeply thank Chief Lyons for keeping the spiritual tradition of the Great Peacekeeper alive. May heaven smile upon your work for indigenous peoples everywhere.
Let's have a hearty laugh with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled, "No Need for Me."
A very famous lecturer and his chauffeur were talking one day when they are on the way to a lecture hall, and the driver said to the lecturer, "Professor, you know, I heard you many times on the back seat over this lecture already. I bet I could read it as good as you do in the lecture hall." So the professor said, "I bet you cannot." And the driver said, "I can." "I cannot." "I can." "Cannot." "Can." Okay, I let you try. Yeah? It better be good." So they exchanged clothes, and he wear a cap and the glove, and the other guy wear the professor's clothes, and went up the stage and delivered the lecture. Ah, perfect. Flawless. Everybody clap, 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 and very, very happy. But just to get himself more attention, one of the professor in the audience stood up and asked a question. You know, that wasn't really necessary question at all. He just wanted people to know that he does have some opinion. Okay, so he asked a question because he wanted to impress other people, maybe a young girlfriend or some students nearby. And then the driver in a form of the professor on the stage said, "Ah, such a low level and lousy question. Even my chauffeur can answer it. Come here."
And now for our viewers' hotline. This letter was sent by Pablo Nola from Bus Productions, a company based in Spain and Argentina. He wrote,
"Hello, today a friend of mine sent me an email with a link to your site, telling me, don't miss this. I have to thank him so much for drawing my attention to your work. Let me introduce myself. I am head of production at Bus Production, a production company based in Madrid, Spain, with branches in Barcelona, Spain, and Buenos Aires, Argentina. We have been in business for 15 years and enjoy a strong reputation. Our recent work can be seen at www.bus-pro.com. We are also involved in producing television projects, especially shows that might help this world somehow. Recently, we have developed a TV program called Planet Love, an info show that presents the best side of humanity, showing that we can make this wonderful world a better place. We present positive news with a humoristic edge. I truly believe in the power of collaboration, and after taking a quick look at your site, I am very interested in speaking with you and exploring the possibilities of joining efforts. And thank you for your splendid job with Supreme Master Television. Best regards, Pablo Noya."
Thank you, Mr. Noya, for your kind words of support. We always welcome and enjoy a collaborative relationship with our colleagues in the media and organizations that bring benefits to the public. Your idea of the program Planet Love sounds wonderful. Congratulations and the very best of wishes to you. May God bless all your noble endeavors.
Do you have a hotline today? It's been a joy to share the positive news with you today. As always, we would love to hear about the positive and uplifting events that are happening in your area of the world. So please send them along with any comments to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen.
Supreme Master Television is easy to access from anywhere in the world. Simply visit suprememastertv.com, where you will find us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week.
Thank you for watching Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. Kimish Nawatia, that means fare thee well in Nahuatl. We wish you lots of God's love and blessings.